Dark Waters by Jack Ross. Read by Laurel Lefko. It started just before dawn. The man stepped out of his home, unaware he was being watched. He stood on the dimly lit porch and stamped his feet against the November cold. He wore a cashmere coat over his suit and pulled on his leather gloves as he waited for his chauffeur. He looked like any of the other prosperous Washington, D.C. professionals in the neighborhood, but the observer peering through binoculars from a darkened attic room across the oak tree-lined street, who'd tracked his movements for 3 months, knew different. The observer knew that the man had one daughter, Elizabeth, who had been educated at the prestigious Holton Arms Girls College Prep School, along with the daughters of CEOs, diplomats, congressmen, and even presidents. Elizabeth was now 19 and a law student at Georgetown University. The man visited her once a week. Afterwards, always drinking alone, he spent a couple of hours in Martin's Tavern, sipping a few single malts, invariably Lafroig, before his chauffeur drove him home. That was his weak spot, and tonight the observer would be waiting. The smell of crab cakes and Angus steaks lingered in the air as the minutes ticked by while the observer waited for the man. Martin's Tavern was a Washington institution. It was situated in the heart of Old Georgetown, a classic watering hole favored by the movers and shakers in the city. It exuded a timeless charm, its dark-stained wood paneling from a bygone age. That night, it was packed, as usual, with journalists, politicians, and assorted hangers-on, drinking freely.